Dreamscape presents Brave Girl, Clara and the Shirtwaist Maker Strike of 1909. Written by Michelle Markell. A steamship pulls into the harbor carrying hundreds of immigrants and a surprise for New York City. The surprise is dirt poor, just 5 feet tall and hardly speaks a word of English. Her name is Clara Lemlich. This girl's got grit, and she's going to prove it. Look out, New York! Clara knows in her bones what is right and what is wrong. What's wrong begins a few weeks after the Lemlichs move into their tenement in America. No one will hire Clara's father. They will, however, hire Clara. That's right, Clara. Companies are hiring thousands of immigrant girls to make blouses, coats, nightgowns, and other women's clothing. They earn only a few dollars a month, but it helps pay for food and rent. So instead of carrying books to school, many girls carry sewing machines to work. Clara becomes a garment worker. From dawn to dusk, she's locked up in a factory. Rows and rows of young women bend over their tables, stitching collars, sleeves, and cuffs as fast as they can.
Hurry up,
the bosses yell. Rat-a-tat-a-tat, hisses Clara's machine. The sunless room is stuffy from all the bodies crammed inside. There are two filthy toilets, one sink, and three towels for 300 girls to share.